From Jacksonville comes the wonderful Bishop Kenny High School Choir, led by Sister Mary Damien, to sing Gregorian chants and ancient hymns for us. She says that the first two selections are chosen because the Gregorian chant is the official liturgical music of the Catholic Church. Its origin may be traced to the Hebrew and the Greek, and from it comes all of our modern music. Isn't this wonderful that they've been back there all?
Yeah.
The gentleman at the organ didn't come from Alabama with a banjo on his knee, but he did come with his fingers full of music. And he's been charming and delighting all of us. You know, I started to say, and I think it's all right for me to say this, because him and me are contemporaries, so I'm going to say it. Three generations of music lovers. Our good friend, Claude Murphy. And he's going to play some more for us in a little bit. Meantime, from Jacksonville, come the Israeli dancers, the Joseph Trumpeldor Young Judean Club, with Mrs. I. Bruckner, director, and with Harriet Witten as the leader. Mrs. Bruckner will do the narration.
Israel, the land of the past, the land where the Jewish people wrote and gave the Bible to the world thousands of years ago. Today, a thriving democracy where people from every walk of life, people from every corner of the world, live according to the word in the Torah. How goodly it is, and how pleasant for brethren to dwell together. Hine my toe, the dance, hine my toe.
Hine matov manahayim shevet achim gam yachad. Hine matov manahayim shevet achim gam yachad. Hine matov, hine matov. Ya la 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 halam. Hine matov, hine matov. Ya la 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 halam.
Many miles away, many generations removed from the soil of the Holy Land, Harriet, a young American, visits the land of Israel. She arrives at Haifa, that fabulous city on the edge of the Mediterranean. The dazzling blues and greens of the mountains take her breath away as she realizes this city was meant for mystery and romance. She follows the winding road to the highest level of Haifa, and sees the dancers in the moonlit gardens swaying to Yak Yak Habibi.
Yak Yak Habibi, 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 Yak Yak Habibi. Yak yak habibi, 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 yak yak habibi.
The dancers will please come forward. Just a little, please. Harriet's first stop must be a kibbutz, a communal village. Her bus approaches a village where communal life is led. Here, there's sharing of work, studies, profit, pleasure, hardship, and joy. Here, she finds spotless dining halls, modern nursery, and views the orange trees just as fine as they are in Florida. And she meets the people in the kibbutzim. They are all so young. Are there only young people in Israel? It is no wonder that there is so much dancing here. The young must dance. At night, Harriet shares their campfire, these chalutzim, these pioneers, and she joins in their dance. Hey, harmonica.
Hey, harmonica, ya la la halam, ya la 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 lam, lam, ya la la la, ya la la la, ya la 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 lam, lam. La 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 la, la 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 ha lam, ya la 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 lam, lam, la 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 lam, ya la la ha lam, ya la la ha lam, lam, ya la ha la la ha la ha la ha la 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 la. la la ha lam.
Will you dancers please step forward? People in the back can't see you at all.
And as with young people everywhere, Harriet's eyes turn toward people in love. We hear the heartbeat of lovers everywhere in El Ginot.
Chirash Arba. El Ginot goes, ya la la ha lam. Ya la 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 ya lam. Ya la lam bam bam da ha lam. Ya la la ha lam. Ya la la ha lam.
But there is so much to see, so much to do. How shall Harriet cover the centuries hidden in Jerusalem, Beersheba, the Emek, and the Galil? And did you hear about the Negev? It is impossible to believe that this rich land was ever a desert. Why, the colors and size of the flowers alone are breathtaking. And who wrought this miracle? These people living here on this land. And what kind of people are they? People of 150 different languages. But let us visit with one of them, with Harriet. Here is an unusual-looking couple, their long, strange garb, delicate, aesthetic faces, and their exotic-looking daughter, already dressed in her snappy soldier's uniform. Who are they? These are the people from Yemen. They were born back to Israel on the wings of the eagles, in modern airplanes, people weary of wandering, home at last. Mi sarer.
Mi sarer Yisrael, Yekab Seinu, Mi sarer Yisrael, Yekab Seinu, Mi sarer Yisrael, Yekab Seinu, Mi sarer Yisrael, Yekab Seinu. O Shemeron, Keoero, Keoero, Shemeron. Misare Yisrael, Yekab Seinu, Misare Yisrael, Yekab Seinu, Misare Yisrael, Yekab Seinu, Misare Yisrael, Yekab Seinu. O Shemeron, Keoero, Keoero, Shemeron. O Shemeron, Keoero, Keoero.
As Harriet rides through the valleys of Judea, she keeps remembering the beloved words, "If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, may my right hand wither. May my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I remember thee not, O Zion." And now this prayer is a reality. Israel is 7 years old this month of May. Im Hippalnu.
In my panu, ya la la la, ya la 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 la. In my panu, ya la la la, ya la 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 la, ya la la la, ya la 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 la, ya la la la, ya la 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 la, ya la la la, ya la 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 la, ya la la la, ya la 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 la.
The magic, one more please. This is the pièce de résistance. And the magic everywhere, the word of magic, is the hora. That fast-moving national dance that has captivated a world. It expresses the joy of a country and a people reborn. The hora.
Before they go, I want to tell you that the Harriet in this little tale is our own Harriet Whitten, our leader, the girl dressed in the black skirt. We sent her to Israel last year. The other girls are Harriet Naftalin, Susan Tuckman, Joan Carlin, and Geraldine Mack. Thank you.
That was a very rare and wonderful treat to have them. Thank you very, very much. Now, from Jacksonville comes a group of singers from the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints with Mr. H. Harvey Mattei as their director.
The songs that we have chosen to sing today are songs that you would only hear sung in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, since they pertain to conditions and beliefs that you would find only in this church. Our first selection is entitled, An Angel from on High, and tells of a heavenly messenger coming forth to bring the gospel to the earth. For in Revelations we read, And I saw another angel flying through the midst of heaven, bringing the everlasting gospel to the inhabitants that dwell upon the earth. This song also tells of the coming forth of the Book of Mormon. In Ezekiel we read, The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all of the house of Israel, his companions, and join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. We believe the stick of Judah to be the Bible, and the stick of Joseph to be the Book of Mormon. And now the quartet sings, An Angel from on High.
To usher in Christ's reign on earth. its pages will reveal to you the fullness of the gospel to its pages will reveal to you.
When the prophet Joseph Smith told his friends that he had seen a heavenly being, many of them turned against him and began to persecute him. Later, when they learned that he claimed to have received an ancient American writing written upon gold plates, their persecution became worse, and some tried to steal the plates because of their monetary value. As the church grew, the hatred and persecution grew also. In the cold of the winter, the saints were driven from their homes in Nauvoo, Illinois, crossed the river on the ice, and began their journey into the Salt Lake Valley in Utah. On this journey, the saints suffered cold and hunger. The travel was slow and also suffered many afflictions. Many became sick and died. It was during this time that our president, Brigham Young, who became president after Joseph Smith was killed by a mob, asked that a song be written that the saints could sing as they traveled to cheer them up. The quartet now sings, "Come, Come, Ye Saints." In the scriptures we read in Isaiah, "And it shall come to pass that in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills. And all nations shall flow unto it, and many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths.